Hello and welcome to the Stagehand Lounge. Here with you is Drew Arnold and Chad Bishop. Say hi, Chad.
Hey, guys.
So today we're going to talk about trade papers and trade shows, conventions, whatever you want to call them. So, Chad, what's the first thing you got on top of your little pile there on your set piece?
Well, the first thing we can start talking about is catalogs. A lot of websites like Full Compass and... Well, are there any other catalogs that are pretty good for lighting and tech and sound and
there's things? So Full Compass, BMI Supply, I was just thinking about it, City Theatrical. Oh, there's one more I'm thinking of. It'll come to me later, but there's quite a few of them out there. I know you can just kind of contact them and they'll send you one for free, or if for Full Compass sometimes they'll, if it's you've already been sent one and you lost it, they make you pay. It's like $3.99, or you can get the free PDF. So, yeah. And they're useful. I mean, it's better than just kind of going around the internet and all of a sudden you start searching and you go, well, this would be cool, and this would be cool, and then you start buying a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice to have the paper catalog because, you know, on your off time and you're not doing anything, you can kind of just sit backstage or wherever you are looking at all the electronics and tools and tech that they have. It's actually pretty cool, and they usually have, like, the Full Compass one has descriptions and what it features and other specs like that, so it's pretty cool. And you can compare costs and other things, so it's nice.
It's nice to have. Sometimes, you know, with the digital age, you can get PDFs of everything, so it's not really too bothersome just to go onto your iPhone, smartphone, tablet, computer, and just kind of do a just search and just kind of find what you need to, especially if it's a simple thing like gaff tape or spike tape where you're going to be buying a lot of it, so you might as well just know where it is. So what do you have next on your little pile of goodies?
I got a few other stage magazines that are kind of lighting and sound specific most of the time, sometimes set. The first one is Stage Directions. This has a little bit more about set, and this one, again, is free, like most of these magazines, especially for students. If you're a college student, most of the time you just go on the website, and you find the subscribe button or free catalog button, and you click that, and you have to offer some proof that you're a student, usually, like, a scan of your ID, or at least just even, you know, the name of the university you're going to. And they'll give you a magazine for free.
Well, most of them are free. You just have to pay for back-ordered ones. So if you want to, I think the last one before, right now, Lighting South America, they just put out Carmen. So if you wanted the one with the Madonna, you got a back-order, and it's like $3.99. So it's not too bad, but as long as you keep them around and just kind of do what I do and just keep them as reading material for the loo.
That is true. It's definitely nice, like, just you're bored and you want to catch up on different things, and they'll usually showcase different theaters or designers or new technology.
Which,
or companies.
You know, the next one you have is Lighting South America, and I know that every month they showcase a new sort of lighting technology, and they have a bunch of just kind of little spots to plug, like the Behringer X32. They just came out with three more models of it, the X16, which is a little producer, or the X32 producer, which is a little, looks like it's a 16-channel, but it's actually a 32-channel. So it's a little bit smaller, a little bit cheaper. So if you don't want the full X32, which means a light board anyways, so it's not like you have to worry about lugging around a 500-pound profile or something like that. So they have that, and they have a full in-depth one on lighting. I think they do on sound as well. I always make sure I read the lighting ones, because it lets me kind of notice, you know, they'll kind of show you how to read the graphs they put out there, like what percentage of light is going to be, you know, at what point, how many degrees off from center on the beam. They even get this technical to go to the noise levels during homing, during tilt and pan, and shutters and all that stuff. So, I mean, some of it you don't really need to know, but it might be nice if someone says, you know, oh, we need a really quiet light, and you can look up, you know, oh, only this 34 decibels when it's moving around. Kind of nice to know.
And then the cool thing about Lighting in Sound America is a lot of the special events that you'll see on TV, like the Olympics, or even Beyonce's halftime show during the Super Bowl, or things like that, that are like big like concert events, Academy Awards, Oscars, you know, those big shows, they'll have articles about that, and they'll break down all the lights that they used, all the sound equipment, the setting, the stage, any special effects, how they designed it, you know, what the load-in, load-out process was, different kind of specs on the equipment and the electricity that they used and whatever programming they used. So it's pretty nice.
They do one main focus, and I think, what was it? I think it was Front of House magazine, which is one that I subscribed to. I don't know if, do you, Chad?
I don't think I've gotten a copy of that yet, no.
Okay. Right. Well, they just had a little thing on Justin Bieber. I made sure I didn't read that.
Well, Bieber is...
You know, it's Bieber. But in Lightning Sound America, they also have about... It's a two-page spread where they have probably four or five bands, and they'll give you all the credits of who's doing what, and then what they have in their lighting package and sound package. Just kind of a quick overview, and I know... A couple of my friends freaked out when they saw inside of it that they had a little thing about Paramore, and they were freaking out and screaming, and I was confused.
Yeah, they really offer a lot of good resources and ideas. If you're definitely a beginning, like a beginner student just starting in college, you might not understand some of the concepts or the complexities of the equipment that's being used, because your high school might not have had those, or even your college might not have as many moving lights or
technologies. Sometimes they throw terminology out there that you actually have to go look up. And
that's true.
Like one that I learned recently was busk. It means to do it on the fly. So if you're going to busk a lighting show, it means it's lighting on the fly. Didn't know that. Learned something new every day.
Yeah, same here. So it's... can sometimes go over your head, but I mean, in the long run, a lot of the professionals use this, you know, as a tool, you know, as a learning tool, because you constantly want to keep on learning even out of college, because you learn a ton in college theater programs that are really, really, really good tech-wise, but there's still so much more to learn, you know, even in internships.
Oh, yeah. I know, I think it was a couple months ago in Front of House magazine, either Front of House or PLSN, basically about how to have an interview. So they give you some kind of, you know, job skills and job acquiring skills. Mm-hmm. And actually, some cool things, because I remember, I think it was the London Olympics from 2012, they had a little bit of kind of some plots and some magic sheets in there, too, so some of the articles, you get to see that kind of stuff. And, of course, Lightning Sound America also has stuff for video people, if any one of you are listening, but I'll save some terminology for later.
So a lot of these magazines really offer a lot of different stories. And, like, I'm looking at another one called Live Design. It's, again, another concert, theater, live event magazine. Go through lights and sound and setting, and they'll give you different articles. And for some reason, there's an article on Warner Brothers' studio tour of London Harry Potter and kind of the, you know, tech behind that, the concepts and stuff. So it's a lot of really good building information for your foundational education, I guess.
So where did you pick that up at USITT, or where did you pick that one up?
I actually got Live Design. I think the first copy I got was from USITT, and then I went on the website, or somehow I got the subscription going, so now I'm getting the magazines, which is really cool.
So for those of you that don't know what USITT is, it's the United States Institute for, I think it's theater technology, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, it's a nerd convention for technical theater people, people that do lighting, sound, everything. I mean, it was in Milwaukee last year, so Green Bay isn't too far from Milwaukee, so we made a trek down there for a day, and we got to fly on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. We got to get a bunch of free toys and tools, like leashes for our wrenches and stickers and... pretty much, and I, even little field templates that we got from Steve Shelley. Mm-hmm. So It's definitely something if it's around you or you have the money to actually go to. I think next year it's in Fort Worth, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas. Definitely go, because as a student, you get to get in for a little bit cheaper. And if you're at a university, like last year we got in for free because of, was it Studio Gear out of Milwaukee? Yes, it was Studio Gear. They gave us free expo floor only, so we couldn't go to any like the panels or the workshops. But we got to see, you know, all the vendors and what they had, and got free tools and toys and stickers. But we missed the source for USB drives. I was kind of sad about that. But I learned from my coworkers a couple of weeks ago that if we went down and toured ETC, they actually have a store. So you can buy all the t-shirts and source for flash drives you want. Wow. That's awesome. So definitely check out USITT. I know there's Plaza also has, they have, I don't know much about, I haven't kept track of where they are, but they like a Plaza London, a Plaza, they kind of jumps around America. But I'd like to check that out someday, and one that I really want to check out, but I'm not really in the retail industry for musical instruments, is NAMM. They're basically just, I think it's like National Association of Musicals something or other. But it's NAMM, so I don't know. Check it out, and if you really can't, you can't just buy a ticket. You actually have to be given a ticket from your employer, and your employer has to be a member of NAMM. So, you know, if you were higher up in, like, a Guitar Center, if, you know, you were working for Behringer, Personas, or Soundcraft, you get to get in. So I've had a few friends that have gone, but they're also working a little bit higher up in those areas, or they're working with those companies, and were asked if they wanted to go. So, I know this year we're going on to USITT, and we're going to take the train. It's going to be kind of an exciting trip with about, I think it's like six of us want to go. Yeah. So, and if you're going to a university and you want to go to USITT, if you have a student organization, I'm sure they have some funds that they could use to get you down there. It's just a lot of paperwork and jumping through hoops, but I mean,
yeah,
being in the arts, we're kind of used to that.
Yep, a lot of jumping through hoops.
Either that, or you have to dress up and schmooze with some people that give your theater money and go, this is useful to us.
Yes.
So plus, going to USITT, I mean, if you're getting, you know, if you become a professor eventually, you can become on boards and be commissioners and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people that you see regularly there, I mean, like our professor, Mike, he knew Steve Shelley, he knew quite a few people. I mean, just dropping his name got us some free stuff. I mean, we got a free mini little lighting wrench, and that was engraved by Studio Gear. And they're like, oh yeah, we know you guys. Here you go. So, hopefully one of your professors is someone that is well-known throughout the industry. I mean, one of our professors got a call from one of the girls who graduated too long ago, and it was from either production company or a studio that she was applying at. They knew Mike, called him and said, hey, what is she like? You know, does she know what she's doing? And she got the job basically because of that.
Yeah, I think we're going to spend another episode talking about networking and how networking is really important. And definitely networking at USITT is almost inevitable. There's areas to kind of hang out. If you're going to the actual conferences, you're going to meet a lot of professionals, tech directors, stage managers, lighting sound designers, set designers, costume designers, who are always looking for assistance or know a company or a theater that's looking for assistance, or interns, or associates, or even actual full designers, or directors, or stage managers, or tech directors. So definitely spending USITT as, you know, a good networking source is really important. Like, probably the best recommendation, if you are going down to USITT, is to bring a whole set of your resumes and have your resumes ready to email or to print more off.
And business cards if you have them.
And business cards. Which are actually pretty easy to make, and you go to Kinko's or FedEx, or even if your campus has like a printing store, you can always go there and have them print off a bunch of business cards. Because you definitely want to network as much as possible. And forever, like 25, you know, networking things you have, like small little informal interviews you have, you might get one or two back that actually are interested in you, so it's definitely well worth it.
If you're younger, like if you're a freshman or sophomore, and you know, you're not really looking for a full-time job because you're not going to graduate for a while, so there's a lot of summer stock theaters, or there's a lot of grad schools too that you can go talk to. So if you're looking for grad school, like last year we kind of hit the grad schools pretty hard trying to see, you know, what's the program like, what do they have, which I found out that apparently lighting wasn't really the best thing to go into because stage managers get in a lot easier from what we heard from all around. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, you're a stage manager? Yeah, you'll get in no problem. So we always look for stage managers. Lighting guy? You're going to have to compete. I was like, oh boy, this will be fun.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely good to go down there. And
I know the they also have artist alleys too, and a lot of student works. You can, if you have some kind of rendering or design, you know, on paper, you can go bring it there. And I think one of the things I saw recently was that they had, you can actually go and have like mock interviews. Mm-hmm. So you bring all your paperwork, all your portfolio or what you want to of your portfolio. And you basically have an interview and they kind of tell you, know, well, you should work on these parts and that part, which something I'll probably do next year, help with scholarship interviews, that kind of stuff. Because really, you want to be able to sell yourself at the highest price.
Basically, yeah. And you're going to want to convince, you know, these employers that, hey, you're employable. And that even though you're still kind of a student and you're still learning, that you have some skills or enough skills. So, yeah.
So I think that's all we got for you guys this week. Mm-hmm. So, I'm Drew.
And I'm Chad.
And thank you for listening to the Stagehand Lounge.
Boo.